Long before smoking bans in public places, before warnings were placed on cigarette labels, back in the year 1950, when adults smoked cigarettes almost anywhere and almost any time, Sir Richard Dahl was one of the first to set off alarms about the dangers of tobacco. Dahl's study, co-authored by Austin Bradford Hill, showed that smoking could cause lung cancer, emphysema, and heart attacks. Well, over the weekend, Richard Dahl died. He was 92 years old. Sir Richard Peto is a professor of medical statistics at Oxford University, and he was a longtime colleague of Richard Dahl. Professor, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Back in the 1950s, how did the public and the scientific community respond to Dahl's findings?
Well, people took no notice. It was expected by a few medical researchers that when it was shown that smoking was an incredibly important cause of cancer, that there'd be huge public alarm, lots of people would stop smoking. In fact, there was almost no reaction at all. And it was really about 10 years before it started to get taken appropriately seriously.
I understand Dahl himself was a smoker before he set out on this research.
Yes, but that's a long time ago. In fact, what that illustrates is the power of stopping smoking, because back in 1950, when the results became clear, he thought, this is ridiculous. I mean, we're showing that smoking is a cause of the most common type of cancer in Britain, and I'm smoking, just stopped. He, I suppose, must have been the first person to stop as a result of the medical evidence.
We noted that he was among the first to set off alarms. Back in 1950, how did the medical community view smoking?
Well, just normal, like eating cabbage. I mean, there was just nothing special about it. It was, you know, it was just breathing. Nobody imagined that it was going to do any particular harm.
So if the dangers of tobacco were not widely known or anticipated at that time, how did he get interested in this kind of work?
Well, lung cancer death rates were going up very, very steeply, and nobody knew why. And so they had a conference just after the Second War on, is this increase real, or is it just that we're better at finding the disease nowadays? And they concluded that it must be real, because the increase was so much steeper among men than it was among women. And so they decided to take several hundred people, men and women, who'd developed lung cancer, and interview them about the places they'd worked, the things they'd been exposed to, their various habits. And the one thing that stood out was that virtually all of the lung cancer victims had been smokers. And that showed, in their words from 1950, that smoking was a cause, and an important cause, of lung cancer. Mind you, smoking wasn't the only thing that Richard Dahl did. It's the most famous thing, it's the most successful thing. But the other thing that he did, almost more than anybody else, was show that cancer was an avoidable disease. It used to be thought, around 1950, that cancer was just an inevitable accompaniment of getting old, you like wrinkly skin or grey hair or conservative opinions. And he demonstrated, in collaboration with many other people, but he was one of the leading lights in this, that every type of cancer that's common somewhere doesn't have to be common in that place, that most cases of cancer are avoidable. And this helped a lot in encouraging people in the search for causes.
Sir Richard Dahl was widely published. He did a fair amount of public speaking. In fact, the two of you traveled to the U.S., where you testified before Congress. Did he see himself as an activist or purely a man of science?
Only as an activist for knowledge. He took the view, and I've taken the view, that it's not our business at all to say what regulations there should be, but it is our business to try to make sure that reliable knowledge is produced, and that that reliable knowledge is known by those who are thinking about what regulations to go for.
What was he like to work with?
He had a great influence on so many people around him. He just made people serious. He made them serious about evidence. He made people serious about doing stuff that was relevant. They just wanted to do stuff that was relevant. He had an enormous moral authority and a lot of humour. And he was somebody that made you want to do good work.
Sir Richard Peto, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Sir Richard Peto is a professor of medical statistics and epidemiology at Oxford. He was speaking to us about his friend and colleague, Sir Richard Dahl, who died on Sunday at age 92. Dahl was one of the first to establish a link between cigarette smoking and lung cancer.